B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Couple of unfortunate stories. We'll start with this one. A man fell to his death after his parachute failed to deploy while he was base jumping from a hotel balcony. Panama City Beach police officers responded to the Sunrise Beach Resort on Sunday night. You know, there's all this crazy spring break stuff going
on.
Authorities initially believed the man had jumped from the 14th floor of the resort, but it turned out he was at the 23rd floor that he jumped out. The victim was identified as 31-year-old Timothy Ackerman, and officers reportedly found the man dead near the road in front of the building upon their arrival. I don't have any other details outside of that.
To my knowledge, base jumping is not allowed in any major city in the country, right?
I don't think so.
Yeah,
I think it's full-on illegal.
Did you see the story, Preston? It was the guy who was going his first time doing, just turned 18, skydiving. They got the video of him. I'm really excited. It's my first time. Shoot didn't open.
Yeah, it sucks. Three members of a Russian warplane crew died Tuesday when their ejection seats accidentally activated during pre-flight checks.
Oh, my God.
The Russian Defense Ministry said that the incident happened Tuesday at a military base about 90 miles southwest of Moscow.
Did the ceiling deploy properly?
Yeah. So it said that the crew of the Tu-22M3 long-range bomber was preparing for a training mission when its ejection system malfunctioned and accidentally bailed the crew out. The ministry said that the altitude wasn't enough for the parachutes to open fully, and the three crew members died of injuries.
How far would an ejection seat like that fired from the ground get you up into the air?
I'm going to guess it. Watching them test those things, I mean, it looks at least 75, 80 feet, maybe more.
So obviously those are meant to deploy when you're in the air anyway, a chute would be feasible. Like in Die Hard 2, he ejects and he goes up in the air and the chute, you know, to me, that doesn't seem high enough.
Yeah, I don't think that's real life.
Yeah.
The official investigation into the incident has been launched. The Tu-22M3 is a supersonic twin-engine long-range bomber, which is capable of carrying nuclear weapons. 23-year-old woman accused of assaulting her girlfriend after an argument over chicken nuggets bit the deputy who took her to jail.
Oh, man.
Lillian Barnett was booked into the county jail last week on multiple charges, including aggravated assault on an officer, domestic assault, and disorderly conduct. A warrant alleges that she assaulted her girlfriend during an argument, which she told detectives started over chicken nuggets.
Agent Simmons, I'd like to interrogate the suspect.
But she did not elaborate. When Barnett was placed in the back of a deputy's patrol car, the deputy said she screamed and attempted to kick out the window of the patrol car while continuously hitting the window with her head.
Wow.
Barnett,
she likes her nuggets.
She bit a deputy on the right arm as he walked her to a cell. In the past, Barnett has previously said she was positive for hepatitis C.
She sounds like a catch.
Barnett was scheduled for an initial court appearance coming up on the 31st. A tourist had a lucky escape after holding a mysterious sea creature for a photo, only to discover it was one of the world's most dangerous animals. TikTok user Kaylin Marie 21 shared a video of her holding a small octopus no bigger than the palm of her hand with a brown body and dark circles as it crawled around and others splashed it with water during a trip to Bali. But after posing for photos with the creature, she looked it up online and found it was a blue-ringed octopus, recognized as one of the most deadly animals in the ocean, packing enough venom to kill 26 people.
So there's a show on Discovery where they went through the deadliest, most toxic animals and the death that you would experience if you were to be stung or bitten by them. And this particular one, they say, is excruciating.
Well, they say it's reported that the people may be completely unaware the octopus has even bitten them until it's too late. She said their bites are tiny and often painless, with many victims not realizing that they have been envenomated until respiratory depression and paralysis begins.
Yeah.
No blue-ringed octopus anti-venom is available, by the way. So you get bit, you're dead. That's all there is to it. The Ocean Conservancy says first, the venom blocks nerve signals through the body, causing muscle numbness. Other symptoms include nausea, vision loss or blindness, loss of sense, and loss of motor skills. And eventually, you suffocate because you can't breathe.
Yes.
The muscles are paralyzed and your diaphragm doesn't work. And you have to get on a respirator immediately or you don't make it.
So that's like the box jellyfish, which is the very tiny jellyfish, but they're super deadly.
A man has confessed to killing his parents because they asked him to walk the dog. The alleged murder took place in the city of Bolzano in the northern Italian province of South Tyrol when teachers Peter Numer and Laura Percelli went missing earlier this year. Laura's dead body was found in a river with signs of strangulation, while her husband's body had never surfaced, although traces of his blood were found on a nearby bridge. The victim's son, bodybuilder Bino Numer, was taken into custody. He's now confessed to the killing, saying that he killed his father after a brief fight and then murdered his mother without a word of explanation when she walked in on them.
Now, I'm not familiar with Italian culture, but would it have been acceptable to say, I would prefer not to walk the dog?
The argument that led to the murder started when the father asked his son to get out of bed and take the family dog for a walk. When he refused, an argument developed. He said, Dad accused me of being a failure.
Oh.
I just wanted silence, so I shut him up.
Jesus.
He said he had gone to his room to escape being scolded by his dad. He objected to the fact that his father had followed him inside the room when he had gone to bed and fallen asleep after playing on his computer. He complained that his dad had woken up and continued to complain that he was not doing his share of the household chores. He decided to strangle him to stop him nagging.
And we think the possibility of roid rage?
Doesn't say it in this story. Right. Okay. The son said that he threw their bodies off a bridge and into the river.
Could you imagine that?
The young man is now in prison, and that is charges of murder that he is facing, obviously.
Your own parents.
Yep.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's the Bizarre File podcast.
Well, in the past few days, customs officials have seized gold concealed in the wigs and even undergarments of passengers.
I saw a picture of two toupees with gold up under them.
That's exactly what
That's
it was.
That's pretty wild.
And they were like Moe Howard looking toupees.
Yeah. Why is your head all squashed down?
In one such incident, two people were nabbed for trying to sneak in gold under their wigs, identified as Magrub Akbarali.
Magruber?
The Uba Gooba. And Zubair Hassan Rafiathin. Both landed at the airport from Dubai. Customs officials suspected them of hiding something and halted them for a thorough check. And during the check, they found two packets of gold paste found concealed under their wigs, which on extraction yielded 595 grams of gold.
Do you mind if I just knock on your toupee?
They'd even shaved off a portion of their hair in order to deceive personnel.
It looked ridiculous.
In another case, Balu Ganazan, who had arrived at the same flight, was intercepted and arrested by customs officials. During a search, three bundles of gold paste were discovered from his rectum, which on extraction yielded 622 grams of gold.
I'm going the toupee route.
Yes.
Well, I mean, what if they wore them around their neck? Like, what if they were like Mr. T and it was just all straight
up
gold?
The fool?
Yeah.
I wonder what that's a good question. Why couldn't you wear just gold jewelry?
It's a good. Well, sometimes you can only travel with so much in value.
Yeah.
So that's before you have to declare it, you know?
Okay.
Maybe Mr. T reset a lot of the rules.
So during a personal search, four packets of gold paste weighing 1.5 kilograms were recovered, concealed inside another guy's socks and stitched inside his underwear as well.
Hey, could you put the rest up your ass?
And in another such incident, Thamin Ansari was the receiver of gold, and he was also nabbed outside the airport when he was approached by the passenger to take the gold. So they busted this guy while he was trying to, you know, get the gold delivered to him. A giant panda at a Belgian zoo unexpectedly attacked one of its caretakers over the weekend, biting the attendant in the arm and leg and seriously injuring them.
A panda is a bear.
Exactly. The panda, Tian Bao, resides at a privately owned zoo and botanical garden. And the name of the garden is called Pierre Deza. In a corridor that only caretakers have access to, a staff member was surprised to come face-to-face with the panda who had attacked them. Tian Bao was quickly secured by the victim's colleagues after the attack, and the seriously injured caretaker was taken to the hospital.
They're so adorable, though. I don't think I'd mind being ripped to shreds by them.
What went wrong is still being investigated. Giant pandas are generally solitary animals who do not tolerate intrusion into their territory. Safety protocols forbid any direct contact between humans and giant pandas as soon as the pandas are 2 years old or weigh 70 kilograms, and Tian Bao is 4 years old.
I remember that footage of the one panda bear trying to pull the guy under the fence. Remember
that? Yeah, grabbing onto his jacket. Yeah. No visitors had witnessed the attack. An Arizona man has been arrested after he cut off and held at gunpoint a caravan of National Guardsmen who were transporting COVID-19 vaccines to Matador, Texas.
Are you serious?
Larry Harris of Wilcox, Arizona, is accused of following three National Guardsmen vans. Police say Harris attempted multiple times to run the vans off the roadway. He then turned his vehicle into oncoming traffic and stopped the vans. He then pointed a gun at an unarmed National Guardsman, identified himself as a detective, and demanded to search the vehicles and order the rest of the unarmed guardsmen, out of their vehicles at gunpoint. Harris told police that he thought the people in the vans had kidnapped a woman and child. All 11 of the guardsmen were in uniform. When police arrived at the scene, Harris was in possession of a loaded Colt 1911 pistol .45 caliber. He had an additional loaded magazine on his person and another loaded magazine in his truck. Officers took Harris into custody without further incident. They believe he was having a mental breakdown.
Sounds like it.
Obviously. So yeah. He is going to be checked out. A Huntington Beach police officer is facing charges after allegedly creating a dating profile using the information of a fellow officer who had begun dating his ex-girlfriend.
Oh, no.
So to get back at him, Stephen Tennant was charged with two misdemeanor counts of internet impersonation. Tennant is accused of using a photo and personal phone number of the other officer to create a profile on DoubleList.com, which is a dating website.
DoubleList.
The officer's information was posted to the website twice in September, and after he began dating Tennant's ex, the victim became aware of something was up when he started getting texts from people he didn't know referencing the dating ads. The victim officer told the supervisor he was being harassed and police opened an investigation. The DA said it is curious and beyond disturbing that a sworn police officer would engage in such reckless behavior to endanger the safety of a fellow officer. Tennant could face up to 2 years in county jail.
Love makes you do crazy things.
On both counts. All right, and then one last story. I love this one. Andel Kindle bought a $180 GPS device that he attached to his cat's collar after the pet had disappeared for 2 days. The tracker, which connected to a smartphone app, reportedly worked well until one day when the cat returned home, injured and missing the GPS device. Kindle was surprised to see the tracker quickly moving around town when he checked the app. He says he followed the GPS signal to a neighbor's house and couldn't see it crossing the road, but there was nothing in front of him. So he could actually see the tracker going across the road, but he couldn't see anything from him. So he had realized the app signal was weak, and that's when and that it was actually coming from underground. After the vet informed him his cat's injury was likely caused by a rat, he realized the tracker was following local drainage routes. And they assumed that the tracker had been swallowed by the rat and was now going all over the place.
The rat bit the tracker off the cat?
Off the cat, because the cat had injuries.
Jesus.
Or somebody else had attacked the cat, eventually the rat ate it and is now going all over the place, and they can now track this.
Sounds like a nursery rhyme. The cat ate the rat,
which had the tracker
and the GPS. Wow, man, that's wild.
And there you go. That's why it's in the Bizarre File this morning.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com. Click on demand for full show podcasts and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.